Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Sonia Ali of Ben's Chili Bowl.
And we're here talking about something cool you're doing at Wolf Trap this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. It's called the Fall Fest Chili Supper, presented by Ben's Chili Bowl at Wolf Trap. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, Sonia.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Okay, so how did this idea come about? Did you go to Wolf Trap, or did they come to you with this thing?
Well, they actually reached out to us, and they presented the idea that they were going to have this fall supper fundraiser at the Barnes at Wolf Trap, and they asked us if we would be up for catering, and we said absolutely we would be. Two great institutions partnering together. So yeah, we thought it was a great idea. We came up with the menu, and we're ready to launch it this Saturday and Sunday.
Great. Now, you mentioned the menu. I know there's three options. We'll go through them one at a time. You can sort of tell me what it entails. So one meal option is Ben's Original. What do you get with that?
So with the Ben's Original, you will get our original half smoke, because you know we are the home of the original half smoke. You will get a bowl of our chili con carne. You will get a small garden salad. And it is, everything is contactless. So everything that you get is self-contained within this sealed box. We put everything in the box. Our team will actually be assembling the meals on site there at Wolf Trap. So we're excited about that. But it's contactless. So you just kind of grab it and go.
That's great.
You and get then all also, the accoutrements and everything on the side. Yes, our famous chili sauce will be there with the half smoke and all the dressings, mustard, onions, everything you need.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have that. all right, and then there's also it's called Vegetarian Treat, maybe for meatless eaters here. Tell us what's in that one.
Right, so you're going to get a field roast, a vegetarian hot dog. You're going to get a bowl of our wonderful vegan chili, and it is vegan. And it will be accompanied also with a garden salad and all the accoutrements in the package, including a vegan cheese to go on top of your chili.
Great. And then what about for the little ones? The third option is called Kids Corner. What does that entail?
Right. And for the young ones, what we've done for them is given them our jumbo all beef hot dog with some apple slices and potato chips. And Whole Foods is actually donating the desserts for the boxes.
Great. And do you know how much does it cost for you know, to buy the food?
Well, I believe they had them as $50 per person, but also included with that, I think Whole Foods was giving you a $20 coupon to Whole Foods Market. So I believe that is the price of the suppers was $50 per person.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm reading here. It's $50 per person. You get a $20.
And the kids, I think I think the kids' meal might be a little bit less at.
Yeah, it says kids $30. Are $30. Yep.
Uh huh. At 30.
Yep. And then it also says beer and wine available on site for purchase. So cool. And then maybe this is more of a Wolf Trap question, but maybe you know. Do you know how they plan to have everyone? I guess the idea, you said it's at the Barnes. I guess the idea is everyone sort of at socially distanced tables, or you can bring a picnic blanket and eat your chili out on the grounds. Or is that how it's going?
That is exactly. You have nailed it. They, on their Ovations deck, I believe is the deck they're going to use, the tables will be socially distanced. And if you like, you can also bring a blanket or chairs and picnic somewhere on the grounds in designated areas where you're socially distanced. So I'm 100% sure that they're doing that.
For sure. And now I know this thing has been selling like, you know, hotcakes. It's, or let's say selling like chili.
Selling like our half smokes right off the grill.
because tell me, you know, there's been quite a demand. I think before we hopped on here, you said how many people have already signed up?
They are right around almost 400 meals.
Wow, that's great.
We're ready. Awesome. We're excited.
Okay, awesome. So that's the Fall Chili Fest.
Yes.
Remind some of our listeners, how have you guys been holding up throughout this whole year? I mean, I know the world as we know it sort of shut down back in March. Where were you guys at the beginning of the pandemic? And, you know, whenabouts did you start to reopen?
Well, so our flagship location, which is on 1213 U Street, never closed. We've been open throughout all the closures. We've had to kind of readjust. Our other locations, unfortunately, though, did close for a period, and that's our Ben's Chili Bowl on 8th Street, our Chili Bowl in Arlington, our franchise at National Airport, our licensing partners at Capital One, FedEx, the Horseshoe Casino, and even our full-service restaurant, Ben's Next Door, all shut down for a period of time, and we know that the stadiums are not open, but the airport's opened. But we on and all our other locations have reopened now, with the exception of Arlington. We've had to close that one permanently. Pandemic hit us pretty hard over there, and so that location will not be opening back up. But just like any other restaurant, Jason, we are trying to survive. We're trying to get creative, hence these contactless meals that we cater. And we've been fortunate in that we have gotten some governmental relief money, but it's never enough. And we have gone from three shifts on our U Street at our U Street location to one. And on Friday and Saturday nights, we are able to do a little bit of late night, but we're running that location with 17 people.
Wow.
Where we had close to 50. So, you know, if that number tells you anything, you know it's a challenge. So we've gotten very creative. We have opened up some other channel sales, being these contactless catering boxes. And we don't, you know, people can contact us. Sometimes they want to provide these meals for frontline workers. And we've done quite a few of those. You know, we've probably, since March, done close to 4,000 or 5,000 meals to various organizations. And we're still doing them, so that's a blessing. And the other channel sale that we opened is shipping. So we ship our products to all 50 states. So we're happy. We're really happy. We've gotten a great response to that. You can get order our original half smokes, our spicy half smokes that'll come with chili. You can get our chili by the pints. And we just launched an all beef half smoke, which we've not had before. And we'll be launching a turkey chili in the next month. So we're really excited about that platform as well.
That's great. I'd love to see how you and all the restaurants have been adapting. The pandemic isn't the first, you know, thing you guys have had to show resilience from. I mean, to remind our listeners some of the history. I think people have said you're the only restaurant that survived both the 1968 riots when MLK was assassinated and the Metro construction.
Jason, that's exactly right. We, when Dr. King was assassinated, the history shows, and, you know, you can look at anything that we've been a part of where we talk about that, how that whole area was decimated and we were allowed to stay open to feed the National Guard and frontline folks, the police and the firefighters and such. And Metro construction, you know, we went down literally to a staff of two, my mother-in-law and our longtime team member, and we call her our sister, Bernadette Halton, lovingly known as Peaches. And for almost 5 years of that Metro construction, it was just the two of them, and they were feeding the construction workers because many of the street was a big hole and you couldn't really get to us easily. Then we saw the neighborhood take a change and a lot of chains come into the neighborhood, but we feel like because we've always been a part of the community has rallied behind us and with us and supported us. And so to that end, we remain open and we remain of service to our not only our guests, but to, you know, people keeping the peace and people who are fighting for peace and change.
Yeah, that's it's so great that, you know, it seems like no matter what has happened in town, you're the fixture there, and you'll always be there. You mentioned your mother-in-law, Virginia, obviously, yes. Wife of the founder, Ben Ali, I think founded it in 1958, and he passed away, gosh, what, like 2009?
11 years ago. We just celebrated 11 years of his passing about a week ago. And just to put a little correction on that, they both opened Ben's Chili Bowl together August 22nd, 1958, 2 months before they actually were a married couple.
Nice.
So this was a venture they went into knowing that they would have a lifelong partnership, and a lifelong partnership is what they had.
That's so great. Yeah, he was from Trinidad and went to Howard, and she was born in Virginia, and then the two met, and you're saying that they came up with this idea before they were even married. That's fantastic.
That is correct. They actually met when she was a teller at our oldest African-American banking institution, Industrial Bank. She was a teller there, and he was a customer, and that is where they met.
So he was coming up to her window before they had people serving chili at the window.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we still bank with them today, 62 years later. They are still our banking partner for our U Street location.
Well, what do you know? Who knew? So obviously, you know, since Ben's passing, I know the business, you know, was officially sold to the Suns, but you're saying that Virginia is still very much involved, even, you know, in her later years.
You know, and it's not that it was sold to them. It was in partnership. They have always, the three sons have always been a part of the business. And so it's the three of them and Virginia at the helm of the business, supported by myself. I'm married to the middle son, Kamal Ali, and my sister-in-law, Vita Ali, who's married to the oldest son, Haider Ali. And then the baby boy, who just turned 50, but he'll always be her baby, is also in the business, and that's Nizam Ali.
I love that it's run by the family and the, you know, the daughter-in-laws.
We all have a part, and we're all in there. People joke all the time, and when they meet us, or we'll say, oh, we're in the restaurant business. What restaurant? We say, oh, you're famous. And we're like, no, we're not famous. We sell hot dogs for a living, and we welcome the community. You can see us all in there working daily. There's not, you know, this hierarchy where we're in some ivory tower kind of looking down and making all the decisions. We are making a lot of the decisions, but we are on, it's boots on the ground for sure. Even Virginia is boots on the ground 3 to 5 days a week.
and 3 to 5 days a week. And what, she's got to be like in her 80s now, I guess?
She's coming up on 87.
Wow. And she's still in there.
Oh, yeah. You'll see her cleaning the grill. You'll see her doing a little bit of everything in there.
That warms my heart to hear that. Well, in addition to the famous, now famous, D.C. famous Ali family, remind us before we go some of the, you know, other famous faces that have frequented Ben's over the years. Some of the jazz greats, and then, of course, you know, some pop culture, and even some political figures have popped in there.
All of that. We've had President of France. We've had, of course, our 44th president, Barack Obama. We have had all kinds of political types, Strom Thurmond. You know, that we've had the Supreme Court justices. We have obviously had Bono. A lot of the musicians, Bruno Mars, we've had movies filmed in there, The Pelican Brief with Denzel, State of Play with Russell Crowe. We have participated in just about everything you can think of. And a lot of times there'll be people who will come in and we won't even know. They kind of sneak in, get their order, sneak out, you know, kind of unrecognized. We've had athletes, Serena, basketball players, Kevin Durant. There's just so many people, you can't even name them all. It's a blessing. It is a blessing.
And
all of our mayors, for sure.
Barack eats for free, right?
Well, we tried to have him eat for free. I put that sign up when they came in, and everybody's like, well, what about me? What about me? That thing, that sign got the most publicity. It was just unimaginable. But he insisted on paying, and he did pay for his meal. I happened to be there that day. It was phenomenal.
Well, that says a lot about the man right there. And I've heard stories that, you know, that back when, you know, when U Street was a, you know, big jazz corridor, I've heard that, you know, maybe Duke Ellington or Miles or Nat King Cole. I mean, I have no way of confirming this, but it's sort of the legend of Ben's.
Yes. Everybody's been in there, from Martin Luther King and civil rights and SNCC back in the 60s to, you know, we participated greatly in a lot of the peaceful marches. We have fed, and a lot of people have come to us to feed those marchers, and we have done so with great honor, and we're humbled to just have been a part of so much history, and we hope to be around for 62 more years, because we just celebrated 62 in August.
Awesome. Yes. You know, 62 years from now, well, it won't be me, but it might probably won't be you.
It won't be me.
Someone else will be carrying the torch and doing an interview then, I hope. So,
yes,
but,
yes.
All the best wishes. Congrats and thanks for staying open during this whole pandemic, you know, albeit safely and distance and whatnot. But
yes, definitely. We definitely, and we want people to know that we are open for business. We appreciate the continued support. Please come out and give us we'd love to see you. And if you don't want to come out, we do ship to all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. We get many, many orders. Just go to www.halfsmokes.com, or you can cater one of our contact lists. You can cater an event at www.catering@bensshillybowl.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It was an honor talking with you, and you know, all the best.
Thank you, Jason, so much. You stay safe.
All right, you too.
Call us anytime. All right.
Will do. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.